I should be writing number 417. Hi there. Welcome to I Should Be Writing, the podcast for wannabe fiction writers. I'm your host, Murr, and it is raining and, well, raining a little bit, mostly windy. Hurricane Dorian is here, although I don't think it's a hurricane anymore, and we're really just getting to outer bands. The thing is, I decided last week that I was going to be podcasting every Monday. Well, I did a podcast during the holiday on Monday, sorry. And walking every day. And today brought a hurricane and a migraine. And school was out because even though we're not getting a lot of wind, we've definitely had a lot of problems with flooding in the past. And so the school's closed just in case. So lots of people around. Lots. I say lots, like my family's huge. But I'm just saying, hurricane plus migraine kind of left me not doing much today. But it is 10 o'clock or 10:30, and I'm trying to be good to myself and be good to you guys and be good for my productivity. So that's why you're getting this with the wonderful sounds of the hurricane around you. It really does sound much more exciting than it is. I mean, if I hadn't been watching the news for the past week, I would just think this was another storm. Just a summer rainstorm. And it's not even raining that much, just the occasional gust of wind. But you didn't want to talk about that. This is a podcast about writing. Thanks to this daily format, I'm getting a lot more feedback on the I Should Be Writing side when I'm used to getting feedback on the ditch sticker side. So thank you guys for that. But a question came in today that sounded interesting. I'm just gonna find it. Anonymous wants to know what to do about revisioner's block. Because the book was easy, but now that the edits from the agent have come in, there's a distinct lack of desire to do the job. And the person cites, you know, fear of success and being totally sick of the dang book. And I understand these things all too well. I hate revising. I hate it so much. Even though I know it will never happen, I do still dream of this prose is awesome. Don't change a thing, letter from the editor, and it'll never come. I don't think anybody gets that, but you still hope. Like, you kind of still hope for a pony at Christmas, even though where the hell would you put it? So, first, I identify, I believe it, I experience it too, Anonymous. It's awful, it sucks. But first, I think you need to tell yourself, I have a friend who tells me this all the time, what you need to do is you need to officially 100% step away from the book. I know you finished it a while back, I know your agent sent the edits, the edit letter to you recently, but you need to reset your brain. I'm going to suggest a week. If your agent hasn't given you a time when you should be done, I'm going to as they take a week off from the book. Don't think about it, don't touch it, don't open it, don't do anything. After that, you're going to go back to it. And you're going to say, this is my job now. You know, when I worked at a stable, yeah, I got to brush the horses, but I also had to pick up the poo. I had to muck the stalls. I had to wash them when they were sweaty. When I worked at the coffee shop, I had to wash the dishes too. I had to stay late and clean up after all the messy customers. So, every job is going to have the part where you're going to go, oh God, do I really have to? And yeah, you do. Because this is your job. And you're going to sit down and you're going to suggest yourself. Read through the letter. Make some notes. If there are large structural changes, I suggest making a plan of attack. Some pages will need extensive edits, some won't need any. And then, just get on it. If it's too hard, then make yourself only a very few pages a day. But you're going to need a plan of attack. But first, you're going to need a reset. So reset your brain. Step away from the book, relax, and go back to it. You created something and your agent wants to sell it, so you need to fix it up for them. This is the mucking out of the stalls. This is the dirty dish duty. This is the time when your newborn is screaming through the night instead of full fat and happy and cuddled up next to you. There's bad parts of every job, and in my opinion, this is one of them. I know some people who hate the writing and love the editing. They're weird. And yes, I'm talking about you, Adam Christopher. With love, but yeah, you're weird. So, that is it. I'm gonna put this away just in case. It actually does start raining for real, and I get water on my shiny new portable recording device. I'm going to try to get this edited and uploaded tonight. And then I won't have broken my streak of walking or recording. Tomorrow, I really, really, really hope that with the kid back in school and I don't have a migraine, that I'll be able to get back to the book. I really should be writing on it. And you should be writing on whatever your project is. But thanks for listening. Email me, mightymer@gmail.com. Support the Patreon, patreon.com/mightymer. And I'll see you tomorrow. Remember, you can support the show at patreon.com/mightymer. I should be writing theme music provided by John Anilio. You can find more about him at johnanilio.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. But I